Brandon Blue back with you on the Big Show. Doug Cooper and I are in studio at our Big Show studio.
We have cookies in.
Well, I was getting to that, Doug. We've got it all.
Cookies.
We have a very special guest with us today.
A very special guest.
Darcy Malsby, the author of a book on Calhoun County. Doug, you are sitting on the only copy that we've got.
I'm keeping my hands on it, too. Images of America, Calhoun County. Take a look at that.
All right.
Great pictures in there, great stories.
Great
picture
on the cover there.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture on there. Tell us about the picture on the cover, Darcy.
Well,
hold on. There you go.
Okay. Well, that picture was one that had been locked away in a closet on a farm near Lake City for just decades, and that's why it got preserved. It's very fun. It's a picture of a pool hall back in, we're guessing, about 1908, 1912, and it's just a bunch of small-town guys on a typical evening at the pool hall.
Enjoying the afternoon or evening.
Enjoying life in Calhoun County.
That's right.
And where was the picture taken? Do you know?
It was in Lake City, and we think it was on the west side of the town square. All these small towns used to have lots of pool halls, and that was one of them in Lake City, and I would love to know more details about that whole picture.
Didn't Meredith Wilson say pool halls led to criminal activity by young people?
Oh, I know it. I know. We've had a lot of mayhem in Calhoun County.
Well, let's get to that in a second here. We did fire out a tweet here, so there's a little bit more information.
So we're going to keep people in suspense here,
on our Twitter feed.
While,
we are.
While you read the weather,
suspense
is that what
is
we're
critical.
Doing?
Well, I wanted to point out our Twitter feed, too.
Oh, okay.
We got a text from a listener and an attached picture here. Cover crops are in north of Danville, down in southeast Iowa, Des Moines County. We're talking there. Oats and radishes. A picture of that is on our Twitter feed, at Big Show Farm. Well, let's take a look here at the weather here, the farm weather for the weekend and into next week, brought to us by the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers provide free and confidential services to help farmers successfully and responsibly manage changes on their livestock farms. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. Taking a look here, rounding out our week today, mostly to completely cloudy skies, showers likely in western Iowa and a little bit in central Iowa. Those conditions will stick around through tonight. Chance of showers early this evening, lows mid-50s east to low 60s west. Temperatures will only peak in the low 80s in southeastern Iowa today. Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers early, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Going into our weekend here, Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy, lows in the mid to upper 50s and highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. Monday, partly cloudy, starting off our week, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s and highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. And that is the end of the tension here. Let's talk about this book, talk about Calhoun County a little bit.
Well, let's do just that. And Darcy, what prompted you to write a book about your hometown county?
Well, you protect what you love, and one of the things I love is local history. And so I was in Des Moines last year on a historical society tour, met a gal who had done one for the East Village, and I thought, well, if she could do one of these books, I could. I've always wanted to do a book. And so I got in touch with this publisher, Arcadia Publishing, and I said, hey, I've got a great story for you. Lake City, Iowa, the small town rural history, we've got a great story here. They came back to me and said, well, we don't really do towns under 5,000 people, but we might be interested in your county. So I sent back another proposal, and here's the book.
Now, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to write.
Yes, my family has a century farm in Calhoun County between Lake City and Yetter. Everything's better in Yetter.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, you bet. We have been in Calhoun County since 1889. So we still farm, and then I also run an ag marketing communications company, and I've done that since 2002. So I kind of have the best of both worlds. I am a storyteller for agriculture.
That's now, important.
Now, one thing that I like about this, Darcy, is I kind of thumbed through it, is this is a book I think anybody could pick up and enjoy. The format here is basically pictures of the towns in Calhoun County, and then each picture has a fairly robust caption kind of describing what life was like, you know, regarding that picture.
That's what I love about that style of book. It's not your traditional heavy-duty textbook. This is they call it hyperlocal history. And what I think is fun is you see the history through the eyes of the people who lived it. So you really get this broad perspective of small town and rural life. Yeah, it's told through the lens of Calhoun County, but really this, if you want to understand Iowa, this is the story of small town rural Iowa, and this is a great place to start.
How did you go about gathering all the pictures?
I spent an awful lot of time this winter going to museums and knocking on doors, calling up friends, asking, can I see your personal photo albums? Can I dig through archives? And I found some amazing treasures. There's stuff out there that I didn't even know existed, like a picture of President Taft coming to Rockwell City on the train in 1911. Then there's a group in the 1930s outside the Calhoun County Courthouse, and it just said Calhoun County Vigilantes. I couldn't find any more information, but goodness, isn't that exciting? Makes you a lot of intrigue there.
Certainly.
What in the world was going on in Calhoun County back in the day?
Well, now
Bonnie and Clyde.
I was just going to say, Doug, we're ruining everything. No tension here. We have on our Twitter feed, we talked about Bonnie and Clyde and Babe Ruth, so we'll get to that in a second. But let's talk about Bonnie and Clyde. That was really interesting that they had kind of had some connection to Calhoun County.
They did. Calhoun County had a direct run-in with Bonnie and Clyde. I know a lot of people are familiar with the whole Dexfield Park shootout story, but in February 1934, Bonnie and Clyde paid a visit to Kinnearum, Iowa, up in northeast Calhoun County, robbed the bank, held everyone up at gunpoint. Nobody was injured. I believe they got away with about $236. And then 3 months later, Bonnie and Clyde met their demise in Louisiana in a shootout with police.
It was bound to happen at some point.
That's right.
What
it
about
was
Babe
an amazing
Ruth?
Ending to a movie. That's all I can
That's
say.
That's right. Yeah.
So Babe Ruth, though, had a connection here, too.
He did. He came to Rockwell City in June 30th, 1940. He did a batting exhibition. So they said there were 3,000 people in the town park. And then the next day, he went out and golfed at the Twin Lakes Golf Club. And so back then, they still had sand greens. And the picture that is in this book shows Babe with his caddy, who was a young man of age, he was 14, named George Wilson. And George Wilson still lives in Calhoun County. So... Oh, the stories he can tell.
What a story he could tell.
Yeah.
What year was that?
1940.
Mm-hmm. So he was no longer playing
That's right.
Baseball,
he retired.
So that was in his later years.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. There's more we want to talk to you about your book and how people can put their hands on this. And if I can get it away from Brandon, we'll take a break.
Good luck,
in the program.
Doug.
We got more information coming up from Bob on The Big Show.
Brandon Blue, back with you on The Big Show. Here we're talking about Calhoun County with Darcy Malsby, author, and Doug Cooper's in studio with me. I do want to say quick, though, I did get a call from the governor's office here. A lot of listeners have asked about the harvest exemption here, weights on trucks, that is, specifically. Short term is kind of the timeline there. It's a moving target. This week, the governor's busy with the president of China being in town, as well as having been in Seattle earlier in the week. So we expect to have some news on that front short term, and hopefully we'll have that as soon as it comes out for you. So let's get back to the discussion here about Calhoun County, though. Really interesting stuff. We were just talking about Babe Ruth, Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, what else kind of sticks out when you think about Calhoun County besides everything in your case, Darcy?
Sure. Well, you know, some of the stories I had never heard before, even though I grew up in Calhoun County. One of them that's ag-related that I love is Von Pierce. He was a World War II vet, and when he came home, he and the other service members, they got first dibs on the farm equipment. There was a lot of pent-up demand for tractors and farm equipment, and so the vets get these tickets, priority tickets, and Von was actually more of an international man, but his ticket was for a John Deere. So he ends up with a John Deere tractor, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of his career. So now he and his family are John Deere.
They're
all
John
the way.
Deere
now,
people.
That's
so
right.
A thought occurs there. Did you find yourself learning a little bit more about history than just Calhoun County in kind of researching this book?
I did. You know, I said this book, even though it is Calhoun County, this truly is the story of small town and rural Iowa. So if you want to understand Iowa, you have to go back to those roots. And so many of these stories are similar across the state. I think that's why this book is really resonating with people. It's a lot of untold stories that we don't hear very often, but it's so relevant to what Iowa's all about.
There were some familiar faces in there as I skimmed through the book, people I used to report on and talk with and trust in different areas. Merlin Grote was in there, and he was a great guy, former president of the Iowa Soybean Association.
Oh, excellent
he
guy.
He was
we're
from
proud,
Manson.
Yes, proud to claim him from Manson, Iowa. And what did you think of his soy suits?
Well, those soy suits were...
the 1970s leisure suit with the soybean flare.
Yeah, they looked interesting. 1970s, I can flat out say this for fact, was the worst decade in men's clothing ever in this country.
Isn't that amazing? And if you flip to the part on Manson, not only do we have Merlin and his amazing soy suit, but there's a store there called Foley Clothing. They'd been in business since 1891. They are still in business, although now they're in Fort Dodge. But in the 60s and 70s, big sellers for them were leisure suits.
Well, that's what I wore in college. It was, you know, I could afford those. Nice powder blue with dark blue
stitching. Oh, a rainbow of colors,
you know,
you bet.
Collars sticking out.
I'm looking at that picture right now, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, if you want to go way back in time, you could have gotten your
You're looking at the soybean suits?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, there's the soy suit.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Tell them about the soft water in Manson.
Yeah, well, Manson was hit millions of years ago by a major meteorite, and so Manson is one of the, well, it's the only town in Calhoun County, one of the few I know of, that has a naturally soft water well. So they have, there's a picture in the book of their sign proclaiming their soft water pool.
There
so,
you go.
Tablets or a meteorite, you can soften water either way. Hey, Darcy, either Doug or myself is going to have to buy a copy of this book, because there's only one. Can we, you know, get this on our coffee table, on our bookshelf, you know, so we can read it?
You bet. It's available on Amazon, so just Google my name, Google Calhoun County. And it's also, you can contact me through my website, so Darcy Maulsby, DarcyMaulsby.com.
Okay, and it's available those two places. That's the best place?
It is. And okay. Then if you are in Calhoun County.
If you're in Calhoun
yes,
County, they ought to have some copies there.
You bet they do. They've got them at the Lake City Hardware, the Lake City Food Center, and then they also have them in Rockwell City at Swanson Hardware.
Okay, well, for economic development for Calhoun County, we'll send everyone there to get one.
That's
they could
right.
Enjoy a little tour while they get there and see a beautiful county.
That would be great. We'd love it.
Lake City.
Lake City.
No lake.
No, everything. You know, we've got everything but a lake, so go figure.
Has anybody thought about creating a lake just for the heck of it?
Well, they have, but I don't know if some of the farmers would be too thrilled about that.
Probably so. Not. Darcy, thank you very much. We got to move on and get some markets in here, but appreciate you coming by. And
thank
good
you.
Luck with the book, and good luck with what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Stay interested in local history.
I think so.